KEA, is that KC? Would you check?
I'm at KOB Mobile. Stay away from me.
KEA, is that KC?
What was that, stay away from?
Yes, sir. KEA, is that KC, statewide one. Am I getting into the system?
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting in. You sound pretty good. Name's Cameron. We're southbound 75 heading for Xenia.
Yep, I'm sitting in my living room at Howell here. He's in a hot spot. And in case I was getting in there, I was having some issues with it this morning. The radio club uses an XLX, and I guess there's a major PiStar update, and I cannot talk on our network anymore. I can receive but can't talk, but if I'm on Brandmeister like this, I can talk just fine. So it's good to know that it's working on this side anyway.
Yeah, very good. We're using this Shark RF, they call it the Mic 1. Mic. And that seems pretty cool. First time I've ever messed with it. Waiting for my DMR radio to turn on right now to see if I can get into the system RF from Pagani.
Yeah, those KEs are pretty cool. A couple of people at the radio club here have them, and they're showing them off. They got even cooler when they put the update in there to get into All-Star. So now it's via internet. You can do just about anything, right? I find that pretty cool. I don't have one myself, but I've played with it a little bit. And if I had some extra money, I'd do it just because it's interesting and fun to play with. But I don't know. I wish my only complaint with it is I wish it looked more like a radio. But other than that, it's a pretty cool little thing there.
Yeah, definitely. All right, very good. I'm going to get off here, and I'll talk to you later. Redden for Dayton. 9 KOP Mobile.
Is that KC?
And 9 KOP, stay with one. WRC.
VRC. KFA. VRC. VRC. VRC.
And 9KOP, W8COP on Statewide 1.
Christy, what about Statewide 2? I don't know if he's listening to both or not. Talked to him on Statewide 2 earlier, about an hour ago. Can you read up to me?
KCKGO Mobile Monitoring, Statewide 1.
K8DIY Mobile, Statewide 1.
KCKGO, Statewide 1.
KC8, KJO, K8DIY, good afternoon.
How's it going, sir? I'm just trying to get through oil look to get home.
It's going good. I am enjoying some vacation, traveling from Big Rapids back to the Baldwin area. I'm out in the National Forest camping this week, but I had to make a run for some groceries.
Said you're in Caseville, out there in the south?
Currently in Big Rapids and heading west towards Baldwin in the Lake County.
Okay, so you're on the west side. You know, over here on the east side, over by the Detroit Zoo, if you're familiar with the area.
I have to admit it has been a while since I've been to the Detroit Zoo, but I went to school, well, not by the zoo, Oakland County at Oakland University, but I've got a little familiarity with the area.
Okay, yeah. Just trying to make it around here to get back onto the freeway because that 75% of it is shut down for this construction, so traffic is a bear any way you look at it.
Oh, absolutely. That is the season for construction now in Michigan. Luckily, I haven't run into any big construction projects on this side of the state, but I try to stick to the back roads whenever possible, especially when I got the camper with me.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Take the back roads with the camper, that way you don't got no idiots spitting around you somewhere. Yeah, I get it. Too many people in too small a space sometimes.
Yeah, definitely that area is congested. Well, I guess we've got it here on the west side of the state. Grand Rapids, Kent County metro area is nut house with congestion. And even up north, Traverse City and Petoskey are both just jam-packed with everybody and their brother on the roads all the time, it seems.
Yeah, I was just out at Allegan yesterday, so, yeah, I was going through all that haywire stuff out there, trying to get on at 131 and move it over to 6 to get back on the signal and to get back on the east side, but, man, it took forever.
But that's part of the fun challenge, I guess, of navigating is connecting all these different numbered roads to get where you want to go. Yeah, I'm from a small town in Pennsylvania, north of the state, and our idea of congestion is having to wait to the AM interchange before you get to turn.
Yeah, I live in a small town. I live in Memphis, which is only about 1 square mile split between 2 counties. And, yeah, congestion there is what you can call behind a farm tractor.
Oh, yeah, I've experienced that as well. Yeah, especially, I think there was one actually on the highway on US 31. There was a farmer driving some kind of motorized implement down the highway and had an impressive string of traffic behind him. Luckily, I was going the opposite direction.
And with those small farming towns that we live in, yeah, it's a sight to see. I mean, sometimes they bring those combines down the main drag, and all you can do is just scoot over a little bit, let him go through so he doesn't tip over in a ditch somewhere. KCO for ID.
Some of those machines do look really top-heavy, and then have those big outrigger, the mechanizations on either end or front and back and massive tires. They look like they'd be fun to drive. I don't know really much about what they do or how they work, but they're impressive looking. KCA-KJO, this is K8DIY. I'm heading into the weeds here, so I might lose my hot spot, but I'll turn it back to you if I'm still coming through.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. If I lose you, I lose you, but I'll be around for a bit. Just trying to go on the side road, just get back to the east drag. Still got another hour drive. KCKJO standing by.
Just watching the bar graph display for cellular signal strength. It keeps dropping, but it's still there. I got the memo on the MI5 user group that they've got the Dayton, or, well, not Dayton anymore, but the Hamfest repeater operational, so... hello to anybody listening in on Statewide 1 down there in Ohio.
Yeah, Fred and his dad are just expanding the network. Usually I'm on UHF on the FBI. I think we got a couple UHF towers on that side. I just can't remember where they're at. But I know I can hit them up in Batani, that area. Not sure if there's something on the... I think the furthest one they got is Danville out that way. That's about it.
Well, very cool. It's neat that, it's, I don't know what's involved with setting up a mobile repeater like that or temporary repeater, but I see that they're backhauling through Starlink, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't think there's any MI5 repeaters within RF range of where I'm at. Maybe I could get Muskegon if I had enough of an antenna, but I'm not going to do it from the mobile rig.
I know that my fire's up at Petoskey. I have to go through my scan here and see what I got. I got statewide one and statewide two programmed in my Motorola. It auto scans, so whatever tower it's supposed to be, it picks up on. It's a pretty neat, unique feature. I didn't set it up, but that's another guy. Another AM to the FBI network that got me all set up. Yeah, there's other stuff out there, but before that, I was on an open spot in the modem with HT, you know, going through 51.
Well, that's fun. It seems to work pretty good. I've got just a Pi-Star plugged in to the internet and to see if there's a modem. It seems to pull signal in pretty good most of the time. I know these hotspots aren't the best performance-wise compared to open spots or clear network or professionally built ones versus random jumps from eBay. It gets me by, and the price is great.
Yeah, you got a little choppy there. I got part of that, but not all of that, so your bars might went down there for a second. I think I got you back, though.
I'm going through the little village of Paris right now, just in rolling hills, farm country, it looks like.
Okay, I've heard of this, can't think of where it's at. Is that off of 131?
Yeah, roger. Maybe about 10 miles west of 131, and I'm heading west towards M37 now. My campground is just a few miles on the other side of Highway 37. Yep, I can see I'm down between 0 hours on the hotspot right now. All right, looks like I switched over to a new cell site. The bars jumped back up to full power. KCAKJOK8DIY.
Yeah, I got you back. A little scratchy, but I got you. Yeah, but that's apart from the course for digital. There's a little bit of data on there.
Yeah, well, in my... my modem is kind of hamstrung because it's just hooked up to an antenna that's stuffed in the back window of the truck. I was too lazy to figure out how to mount a big cellular antenna outside of the vehicle, so it's just tucked up behind the headrest in the back seat. It works most of the time. Looking at the train this vehicle in the fall, I think I'll get with headache racks for the next truck that I can go on to have all sorts of antennas to it without worrying about the drilling in the vehicle and drilling to supplemental accessories.
Yeah, you popped in and out, but I have that problem coming out on each video spot for holding. Then I got a DMR mobile that's getting a little bit better. I like drop out here and there, but
I'll spend that for a minute. Roger that. Yeah, cell signal did not last very long. So I'm going to say 73 to you and wish you the best of luck navigating those congested roads of southeast Michigan. It's been a pleasure talking with you this afternoon, and catch you on down the line. KC8KJO, K8DIY, 73, I'll be clear and monitoring statewide one.
And I think I lost you for a second. I'll be around KCAKJO standard by mobile. KCAKJO mobile.
And APB testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You sound beautiful.
I should sound awful. This is W8RC Weiss Radio. I don't know how he messed up a code plug so bad, but he did. I think I got it back, though.
It appears as much. K-A-K-K.
Does it sound okay, Tom? N-A-K-P-P.
Yeah, perfectly audible. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, then I resurrected it. pull the code plug out of it, put the code plug back in it, it was locked. So I took the lock code away, pushed it back in it, and then I put the lock code back in, because he wants his lock code, and then it was able to work. But it wouldn't get the display, so it has something funky on it, but it's coming in good. My guess is the frequency is there. Just a second. I have to talk to Mrs. Wally and AKPP.
AKPP.
Hey, Tom, you still there? And AKPP.
Up here until I get off the freeway. I just passed 23, so I'm coming up on the N19 exit. What's up?
What was the frequency? Should I mess this up? I know we talked about this, and I know I can't get it straight. What was the frequency of the GMRS Mount Clemens machine?
I think it's 462.675 with a 141.3.
All right, give me a minute.
NAKPP.
NAXP. NAXP, WAYRC.
Hi. Very good, that sounds good. Just making sure you can get in.
73, WAYRC.
NAXP, Cam Benson, Xenia, Ohio, statewide one.
Hi, Scott.
It's working. Can you believe it? Didn't take too much work to get it up and going either. Fred said I got the Starlink on the first pass.
I guess I'm not looking. Is there somebody else in here besides me?
KJKJO, statewide one.
I'm on my way up to Mayville to reboot the router out there, so I might not be making it very well. But hi, Scott.
Hi there. Thanks for rebooting that. I tried to get into All-Star earlier this morning, and Fred said it was down. I wasn't paying attention to Slack to see what was going on. Thanks for sending yourself out there to fix that.
Yeah, I thought you were talking to somebody else at first. It's like, okay. But, yeah, well, alrighty then. Did you buy everything out today?
Yeah, they're not real keen on us walking around and seeing things early without vendor badges. So we've been sticking around here. We went into town for a little bit, and then there's a YouTuber video that invited all 35,000 people to the campsite. And they don't think they're going to think that's a good idea when all these people start wandering around the campground with without their wristbands on. But I think when they invited them, saying that there was beer back here, that it'd be, and bring your camp chairs is what they were saying. So I'm interested to see if they'll actually let all those people back here that they invited.
Yeah, did you say you couldn't go into the food market because you don't have vendor passes? Is that what I got?
Yeah, correct. We only got a camper badge, so they have a different colored wristband, I think.
Wish I'd have known. Could have got you in. Next year.
Yeah, I wish we would have thought of that one. All right, maybe next time. Well, I'll catch you later. We got other stuff we're working on, too. Thanks again, 73. And then next week.
All right. Talk to you later. Keep it up, Sylvia. Oh, can't see. Maybe you can hear me now. Neg 110, I should be in there. KBSWR. KBSWR, Mayville.
NAKPP home.
KCKJO. Stay right one.
NAXP, KBSWR. NAXP, keep it us over here.
KCKJO. NAKPP, KJO.